Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, a jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be the question raised by Frederick in the Bixography Forum regarding the recording Taint No Sin included in the Old Masters CD Ben Selvin Volume 2. In the listings, Irving Kaufman is given as the vocalist. However, in the liners, Roy Evans is credited as the singer. Frederick asks the question, is it really Roy Evans? First, of course, it is very clear that Irving Kaufman is not the vocalist. Frederick compared the vocalist in Taint No Sin to two recordings where Roy Evans is certainly responsible for the vocal and finds similarities. And what I will do today is carry out a similar comparison. I will play as many Roy Evans as I have in my collection and compare him with the vocalist in Taint So. Then maybe we'll be able to answer the question in a definitive manner. For the modern musician today, I will turn to Terry Waldo and his Gotham City Band. I had promised last time that I had the program number 36 that I was going to play, but I didn't have a chance. So I'm making up for that by playing perhaps two sides from Terry Waldo and his Gotham City Band. Well, let's get started with the music. First, I want to play two sides by the Charleston Chasers. These were both recorded on February 20, 1930. First I'll have Cinderella Brown and then sing Your Sinners. The Charleston Chasers for this occasion were made up of an unknown trumpet in addition to Phil Napoleon, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, Arthur Schott on piano, Joe Tardo on bass, Stan King on drums, and Roy Evans on vocal. So here is Roy Evans with the Charleston Chasers in 1930.
Just wave your arms all about. Let that Lord hear you shout. Hold that music right out. Sing, you sinner. Whenever there's music, that old devil kicks. And he don't allow music by that river sticks. You're wicked and you're depraved, and you've all misbehaved. If you want to be saved, sing, you sinner.
Let's now go to the question in this program, the identity of the vocalist in Taint No Sin. According to the liners, it says, Roy Evans growls the vocal and spares us from his trademark yodel. The personnel is unknown for this session, but it sure sounds like drummer Stan King doing those press rolls in the background. According to Brian Rust's discography on American dance bands, he doesn't give a specific composition of the band in this recording of January 7, 1930, but just a few entries before, the composition of the band is Salvin, Ephrus, Gott, Dorsey, Benny Goodman, Dubin, Brodsky, Colucci, Hansen, Kings. And the vocal is not identified. Since we were talking about Irving Kaufman in the Vixography Forum, I thought I'd play one side from this Ben Salvin Volume 2 CD, which includes really Irving Kaufman. And the song that I would like to play is Mona. And let's see, the spirited vocal is by the prolific Irving Kaufman, a singing chameleon who's in his Al Jolson, Harry Richman mode here. The liners continue, the chorus which follows is a model of effective arranging, employing the brass section, a soulful violin, and picks like cornet, an alto sax trio, and a clarinet obbligato on the hot finish. Incidentally, the liners were written by Randy Skrevet, the publisher of Past Times, a quarterly newsletter devoted to the entertainment of the 1920s, 30s, or 40s. The composition of the band for Mona is not known. It consists of two trumpets, three reeds, a clarinet, an alto sax, and a tenor sax, a brass bass, a violin, a guitar, a piano, and two musicians who are identified, Tommy Dorsey and Stan King, and the vocal is identified as Irving Kaufman. So let's listen to Ben Salvin in 1930. First, a question mark in terms of the vocalist. Is it Roy Evans? And then a definite Irving Kaufman. Mm-hmm.
skin, dance around your bones, when the lazy syncopation of the music softly moans. Take the sin, take off the skin and dance around in your bones. The polar bears, green up in Greenland, they've got the right idea. Oh, they think it's great to refrigerate while we all cremate down here. Just like those bamboo babies in the South Sea tropic zone. Ain't no sin, take off the skin and dance around in your bones.
A spot for Mona, it's down around my heart somewhere. I'm sliding, no use in hiding, brother, I'm riding on air. Mona, can't stay away from Mona, I'm just a bust when I'm alone. Oh, how she thrills me, she kills me. I'm bound all around with a brown skin, honey. Oh, oh, Mona, my own. Thank you.
Well, what is your opinion? Well, before you decide, maybe you should like to listen to another couple of genuine Roy Evans. So I'll play by Rube Bloom and his Bayou Boys, two recordings from January 16, 1930. First, The Man from the South with a vocal by Rube Bloom and Roy Evans, and then St. James Infirmary by vocal by Roy Evans only. And the Bayou Boys are Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Rube Bloom on piano and vocals, Stan King on drums. So here is Roy Evans with the Bayou Boys in 1930.
That great big man from the South, he was a great big man from the South. He used to have a big cigar in his mouth. Of course I knew that he was from the South.
Dress me in straight lace shoes, box back, oh. hold a just in hand. Pulled a $20 gold piece on my watch chain. All the boys will know that I died standing fast.
What is your opinion? Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to string together the vocals of the five recordings that I just played. First, I will play the two Roy Evans with the Charleston Chasers. Then, I will play the recording in question, just the vocal of Taint Soul. And then I will play the two recordings of Roy Evans with Rube Bloom and his Baloo Boys. So, here are just the vocals, five compositions. The first two and the last two, definitely Roy Evans. And in between, the question recording of Taint Soul.
Cinderella Brown, since she got ambitions way uptown, there's a millionaire who does the dishes, oh little Cinderella Brown. Yeah, she comes, look at that strut, look at the tears in her eyes. Is she hot, showing them what girls can do when they're wise. Harlem, territories upside down, now they all believe in fairy stories like little Cinderella Brown. You sinners, drop everything, let that harmony ring right up to heaven and sing. Sing, you sinner, just wave your arms all about, let that Lord hear you shout. Hold that music right out, sing you sinner. Whenever there's music, that old devil kicks, and he don't allow music by that river sticks. You're wicked and you're depraved, and you've all misbehaved. If you want to be saved, sing you sinner.
Well, the gap's too hot for comfort, and you can't get ice cream cones. Oh, tain't no sin, take off skin, dance around your bones. When the lazy syncopation of the music softly moans.
old tangled sin. Take off the skin and dance around in your bones. The polar bears, green up in Greenland, they've got the right idea. Oh, they think it's great to refrigerate while we all cremate down here. Just like those bamboo babies in the South Sea tropic zone. Ain't no sin. Take off the skin and dance around in your bones.
When I die, I want you to dress me in straight lace, you box back coat I'm just in hand. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch band. All the boys will know that I died standing fast. What's that cheering all about? Why do all those people shout? Hear them bing, bing, banging on those tails. It can't be Hoover, can't be Ford. Everybody's running toward. Must be Lindbergh or the Prince of Wales. Is that him passing by? Say, folks, I know that guy. He's a great big man from the south. Just a great big man from the south. He had a big cigar.
Well, I think I have reached a conclusion on the basis of comparisons of the voices in the real Roy Evans recordings with the one with the voice in the recording of Tate Dossin. I don't think the vocalist in Tate Dossin is Roy Evans. I don't know who it is, but it doesn't sound like me, like Roy Evans. Well, since we are talking about Irving Kaufman, and I'd like to play a couple of the recordings that Brad mentioned in his posting. The Six Hottentots recorded three sides with Irving Kaufman on March 23rd, 1927. These sides were I'm in Love Again, Sometimes I'm Happy, and Rosy Cheeks. The Six Hottentots were Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Moll on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Joe Tardo on brass bass, Vic Burton on drums, and Irving Kaufman as George Crane, one of his many pseudonyms, on Sympathé releases. I'll play I'm in Love Again. This is one of my favorite songs in the whole wide world, and I'll see if I can get in Rosy Cheeks in there also, or perhaps I'll try Sometimes I'm Happy. This is I had when I was a child, my mother had a recording of Sometimes I'm Happy by the Reveliers, as far as I can remember, and I wish I had that 78 still, but unfortunately it has been gone for a long time. Anyway, so here is Irving Kaufman with the Six Hottentots, a pseudonym for Red Nichols and Miff Moll, great group from the 1920s.
Is a huddle of blue. I'm in love again, and I can't rise above it. I'm in love again, and I love, love, love it. I'm in love again, and I'm darn glad of the good news.
Thank you.
and I'm in love again. Hear my heart strings strum and I'm in love again. And the tune I'm humming is the huddle of cuddle of blue. I'm in love again, and I can't rise above it. I'm in love again, and I love, love, love it. I'm in love again, and I'm darn glad of it. Good news.
That is chamber music at its best. How could the jazz program on PBS avoid playing some of this stuff? Did you get a load of the great alto sax solo by Jimmy Dorsey on Sometimes I'm Happy? How about Miff Maul, great solo in I'm in Love Again? Well, let's get back to Bix now.
Thank you.
come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WPIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.